Good morning. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you here and ask you to please join us as the Lynn Marine Corps Junior ROTC presents the colors. Leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance will be Dexter Bishop and Bob Mathias from the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War. He just reminded me, in case you didn't know. So not only the Sons of Union Veterans in the Civil War, both of them have been very active in this building for as long as I've been around, and that's been a while, sadly. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain, I'd say standing, but remain with us after this for the National Anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, Dexter Bishop and Bob Mathias.
And I'll put that there for you. That'll be close to the, all the way. Go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'd like to begin by saying thank you to the Lynn English Marine Corps Junior ROTC for being here today. Any of our events that you see throughout the city, you'll see the Lynn English Marine Corps Junior ROTC, the Lynn Band, and other students from the city. And they really are really the best the city has to offer, so thank you very much. Not coincidentally, you heard Dexter Bishop remind me to say Civil War at the end of Sons of Union Veterans. So it's Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War. It's important that we remember, because the GAR Museum is designated as a war memorial. At its heart, it remembers the sacrifices made on the battlefield. 360,000 Union dead. 260,000 Confederate dead. The sheer scale of that carnage and those who fought and died must never be forgotten. And I assure you, anyone who's ever toured the hall, there are 1,240, I believe it is, Dexter? 1,243, right? 1,243 members, pictures of them in the Great Hall. That's at the core of what we're trying to restore and save here, and we thank everyone for it, because remembering that sacrifice on the battlefield is what those 1,243 men would demand. They would demand no less of us, so I thank you all for being here today. With that, I ask you to join me in a moment of silence for the fallen. Thank you. Bet you didn't know I called for a flyover, right?
Good job.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here today from the work of a lot of people. First amongst them is the mayor and his team, Mayor Nicholson. We're going to go into this, and you're going to hear what the commitment the city has made to this building and to this history and to these heroes that gave everything for us. We wouldn't be able to do it without that leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Jared Nicholson.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mike, for the introduction, and thank you to the Junior ROTC for marking this really important occasion. This is, in a lot of ways, a moment of celebration, of really exciting progress. The context and the relevancy of this moment, however, is sobering. Mike mentioned the sacrifice and the commitment that those who served at that time showed our country. And today, when we think about our context and their relevancy, there's many who say that this country hasn't been as divided since 1860. And in order to make those kinds of claims and comparisons, you need to be able to know the history and see the history and feel the history. And a revitalized GAR will help us do that, will help us learn about the mission of the Union cause to save the Republic and to defeat slavery. The lessons learned from that are relevant to today, in ways that honor the sacrifice of those who fought and died, as well as those who fought and lived and went on to build this place with that mission to take care of their fellow veterans. A mission that's still paramount for us today in our work to serve our veterans. I just want to thank everyone who is involved with this project, the team at the GAR, Wendy Joseph, for her work. Thank you, Wendy. The incredible board led by Patty Pendexter. Thank you to the board. The friends of the GAR who are out in force today, thank you for all that you're doing. Our planning department, particularly Lauren Drago. The community development team led by Jamie Marsh. My team and my staff, particularly Valerie Vong. My partners on the council, we'll hear from more later, but my colleagues on the city council, thank you for all that you've done. This is an important obligation that we have to the past. It's also incredibly relevant to our present and our future, and I'm so excited to continue to build on the momentum that we have here today to be able to honor this hall and what it represents for this city and for this country. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of this.
Before our next speaker, I want to thank some of our some really great people are here, our elected officials that are here today with us. You'll hear in just a minute from City Council President Jay Walsh. Jay, thank you for being here. You'll also hear from City Councilor at Large, Nicole McLean. She's here today, thank you, a fixture at these events. Ward 2 Councilor, Obed Matul. Ward 3 Councilor, Coco Allensug, thank you for being here. We already got a selfie. Ward 4 Councilor, Natasha Meji Madre, thank you for being here. And from the school committee, Sean Reed is here. I saw Sean. Thank you. I mentioned City Councilor Ward 7, City Council President Jay Walsh. He knows this place very well. In fact, if you're looking over what we're doing over in Barry Park, we're revitalizing Barry Park. The information we gleaned from that was from the National Guard, but also from Jay. Jay going down to the hall, talking to Wendy, trying to get information on it. This building is a treasure. It's a real resource. And no one is more supportive of it than Jay Walsh and the City Council. Ladies and gentlemen, City Councilor City Councilor Ward 7, City Council President Jay Walsh. Thank you.
I'm not running for a lodge. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here on behalf of my colleagues that are here today to see this happen. But there's one thing missing on this board over here. If you notice, there's a gap between 1978 and 2018. And at that point, I believe Bob Mathias was the person who held the building together, right? I want to thank him. As a kid, my dad said, "Hey, I want to show you something downtown." And I said, "What's down there?" At that time, there wasn't a lot going on. And, brought me down here. And Mr. Mathias said, "I think you went to school with my kid, right?" And I said, we go that far back. And he brought me in this building. And it's always been here. No, nobody knows it's here. I mean, it's a treasure for everyone to see. And he's been the gatekeeper for a long time. And I remember talking to him when I got on the council. And we talked about trying to find some funding. And we worked at that. We worked at that hard. Everybody here did. At one point, I remember even former council president Darren Sear heard I was going to Washington for my job, and I was going to meet with the congressman. And he gave me some paperwork, and he said, "See if you can get some money, you know, to try to fix this building." And it wasn't very successful, but we stayed at it. Everybody here, all of us put the time in. Everybody knows what the treasure is behind us. If you look at the city streets and the squares that are around here, and if you see a name and you're not really sure what the name is, I'll bet you it's an 80% chance it's named after someone that gave their life in World War I or World War II. And their brass plaques hung in this basement down here as a reminder for all of us. And when my daughter was growing up and I took her to Washington one day and we were walking around looking at all the monuments, and she asked me why there were so many monuments to wars and things that were there. And I told her, I said, it reminds the people in the other building at the other end of this mall what the cost is of their decisions. And I think having it locally here for us to understand what we did to fight for what we have now locally is so important to continue that. So I just want to thank everybody, and I want to thank Mr. Mathias too, especially for bringing me in very early to recognize that. So thank you.
Well done. And I also want to make note too, we're lucky to have with us today, you say someone needs no introduction, but you're going to give them one anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Tom McGee is here. Thank you very much. Another person without whom we would not be here today. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our next speaker is the Deputy Secretary for the Executive Office of Veteran Services for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We're lucky she's a Lynn resident, and she's incredibly active before she had that position and now going forward. And she's been very active down here in the hall. Ladies and gentlemen, Brigadier General Andrea Gail Bennett.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Closer to the mic. Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
So, I have to tell you, a little over a year ago, I discovered the GAR. I've lived in Lynn for the last 40 years, but I had no idea that this place existed. And I was a National Guard member, and I served my country, didn't know this place existed. It truly is a hidden gem. And I was immediately captivated by its historical significance and its original mission, which it resonated so deeply with me. Their motto, and it's written up there somewhere, fraternity, charity, and loyalty. And its original purpose was to honor the men who fought, particularly in the Civil War. And they committed to supporting every Civil War Union veteran, their widows, and orphans, regardless of their position, their rank, their race, their income. It didn't matter. And considering that time period, that was significant. So that resonated with me so much because they were committed to a spirit of equality. And like I said, it just struck me. Because at the time, I was volunteering. I was retired and volunteering with the DAV. And the DAV's, Disabled American Veterans, their tagline is, keeping our promise to America's veterans. And so just seeing that the original mission and how it came forward years later and in serving veterans was just inspired me. And it inspired me to collaborate with Wendy and with Patty and the friends of the GAR to organize an open house to share this treasure to anybody who would listen to me. So we had a wonderful event. However, there was one significant problem, and that is that it was not handicap accessible. And so that physical barrier prevented some individuals from fully enjoying the experience that the museum has to offer. So today is a great milestone. It's a significant milestone. And we are here at this groundbreaking ceremony to mark the beginning of a long overdue renovation. And this renovation is not only essential, but it's also symbolic. It signifies the city's commitment to inclusivity and ensuring that everyone, regardless of their physical ability, can access and learn about the cultural and historical significance of the GAR Museum and Hall. And so with the removal of that barrier, we're opening doors, literally and figuratively, to a wider audience to experience this landmark. And when I say landmark, this building is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Who knew? Well, I didn't know. And it's there for its significance in military, architectural, and social history. It really is a hidden gem. So I am so happy to see this step forward, to eliminate this barrier, and to know that access to the GAR and museum will be for everyone to enjoy. So thank you to everyone who was involved in getting the GAR to this point. Mayor Nicholson mentioned all of those people. Thank you so much. And I cannot wait for the ribbon cutting and the grand reopening ceremony. Right. So thank you all for coming out and celebrating with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. You know, I want to one more echo a little bit of what was said before by Jay Walsh. Right next to me is, again, Dexter Bishop and Bob Mathias. And I'm not just saying this because Bob's wife was my kid's teacher. What we do today would not happen if it were not for the volunteer work of people like this. So I want to one more time for them and the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War say thank you. And you know, with us today, I think what's really impressive is that we have people with us today who veterans from our Lynn Veterans Council that are here to support this effort. With us, Lloyd Brown, Leo Jacobs, and Paul Guthrow from the Lynn Veterans Council. Thank you for being here with us today. And I would be remiss if I did not thank, we mentioned, and the mayor was really good at covering down on a lot of departments. You know, you say you never need a lawyer until it's your, you need one. Well, I want to say thank you to the Lynn City Solicitor's Office, to George Markopoulos, and in particular, I want to say thank you to Jimmy LaManna. Jimmy LaManna, this is he put so much work into this. It was a labor of love, and I want to say thank you to him personally. Our next speaker, I'm proud to say, is a friend of mine, Pete Capano. If there's a veterans event or a veterans cause in the city, Pete's right there. Any of you who are down the street with our good friend Jimmy Caudell announcing a $3.7 million investment in the Lynn Clinic last week, Pete was right there, and thank God, honestly, given an award for his work. He's here for everything. He's here to fight. He's here for us on veteran stuff. And as an Army veteran, I'm proud to say he's a brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Capano.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks. I think everything has been said has been said. It's just great for me to be here on this particular day. I remember going way back and having conversations with Bob over the years of how he can get this landmark on the map. And, you know, through fits and starts, you know, just weren't able to do it. But through the conversations and the advocacy over the years, and a really tenacious board, the people like Wendy and Patty Pendexter, the city council and the mayor and everyone behind this, I'm just so happy to be here today because we have another destination. And Lynn, I was in Gettysburg last year, and I just couldn't believe the history and how much interest there was. This will put Lynn's place and the map in that history. That, the only thing I could say that's a little bit different is I just kind of feel like if you're around long enough, you get to see so many good things happen. And I'm just so grateful to be here today and see this. And I'm just really excited for what's going to happen when we hit, when we do a grand opening here, hopefully next year, sometime, not too long from now, considering how long we've waited for this, right? On behalf of the state delegation, I want to thank everybody that's been involved in this. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the city. And thank you all for keeping this on the map and allowing this to happen today. Thank you.
I'm proud to introduce our next speaker, an Iraq veteran, the chair of the Lynn City Council Veterans Committee, really a leader in these efforts, and I've known her for a long time. In fact, on a personal note, I talked about how I volunteered to go to Afghanistan, and one of the reasons I did when I did was due to conversations with you, Nicole, talking about how as your kids get older, it's harder. When they're young, they may miss you, but they're not worried. They're not so scared. So I appreciate her counsel and her leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole McLean.
Hello, everyone. It is an honor to be here today, and I want to thank Patty Pendexter for reaching out to me and inviting me to come speak. I am very honored to be here. The museum is one of our city's treasures. Being one of the last existent Grand Army of the Republic buildings in the United States, it's still used for its original purpose to honor the men who fought to save the Union during the Civil War. The building is listed on the National Register of Historic Places for its significance in military, architectural, and social history. As a veteran that is also a black woman, this museum has always held a great interest and significance to me. I marveled at the history in the rooms of this museum before the extremely capable director Wendy Joseph took it over. She organized and expanded on the stories. Stories of men that I am sure had varied reasons for joining the military, but fought with honor in the Civil War. A war that began in 1861 over slavery and ended in Union victory with the help of black men that defended the country that enslaved them. A war that threatened to keep people that looked like me in bondage. A war that insisted women could not serve alongside men. Freedom and protect their freedom and families. The Civil War ended in 1865. The conflict was the costliest and deadliest war ever fought on American soil. With some 620,000 of 2.4 million soldiers killed, millions more injured, and the South left in ruins. The importance of this history being preserved and expanded upon should be obvious to us all. The pride and immense responsibility that comes with having a museum like this in our city cannot be overstated, and I am thankful to the history buffs, community members, and leaders who love this museum and the city of Lynn enough to donate their time to its mission of honoring military service and preserving war history. I am thankful to Wendy Joseph for expanding that Civil War history by adding the stories of Black soldiers to the walls of this building. Adding an elevator to this historical site will ensure residents of all abilities can enjoy this history. The goal of creating a collaborative space for veterans and community organizations to share expands the mission of this organization and will provide a desperately needed venue for continued community building. There are plenty of nonprofit organizations in our city that could benefit from this space, and I know the DAV, Lynn Veterans Council, and our Veterans Service Department, led by Mike Sweeney, would love to host events and meetings in the future space once it becomes available. There is a growing audience who will feel the pride, awe, and amazement that I feel learning about Lynn residents and their contribution to a cause bigger than themselves. Congratulations on this day that has been long awaited. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Council McLean. Our final speaker today is the chair of the Board of Trustees of the GAR, Patty Pendexter. I don't think anyone in this area, anyone who's been involved in this, can overstate the amount of work she has put forward. I've said this 5-6 different times, and it's true every time. We would not be here if it were not for Patty and her leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, Patty Pendexter.
I have written remarks, but I'm going to deviate for 1 minute, if you don't mind. We've mentioned Bob Mathias. I didn't know this building existed till I was out of high school, even later than that. My great grandfather was a Civil War veteran from Lynn, and when I came to this building, and Bob took me to the top floor. I don't know if you remember, but I remember it clearly. And I went up there, and I was astounded at the beauty and the photographs that are up there. And I said, "Do you know who all these people are?" And he found my great grandfather up in the wall next to. And then when I returned, he said, "We found some glass negatives. Do you want to have a copy made?" Which I did. And forever in my heart, I will be grateful for that experience with Bob. That's what made him truly a wonderful keeper of this building. So thank you, Bob. All right. But when people were talking about him, it reminded me of the story, and it was a very important story in my heart, and it's where my dedication to this building comes from. So anyway, okay. On behalf of the trustees and Wendy Joseph, I want to thank everyone for being here today, for attending this GAR groundbreaking. However, this is not a groundbreaking. It is a groundbreaking, but what it really is, in my heart, is a celebration. It is a celebration of finally being able to restore and revitalize this grand building back to what it was when it was first built. It is a celebration of hard work and political will to save this building, because there weren't a lot of chances remaining. The hall, as you see it in its disrepair, and has been for as long as I can remember, until now, without the leadership and support of Mayor Nicholson, this revitalization project doesn't move forward. Without the support of the City Council, it doesn't move forward. So thank you to the Mayor and to the City Council under the leadership of Jay Walsh for realizing the value of this building and the importance of what it can be to this community. Although we are working on revitalization of the building, we have higher ambitions just than that. We see this as a shining star in the city of Lynn. Additional crucial funding for this project was provided by Jamie Marsh and his office from Community Development, who stepped up early in the beginning of this process and has a tremendous staff to move this forward. Also, the Friends of the GAR, who have been waiting for an opportunity to move forward with a capital campaign to assist us in raising money for this building. They also donated a significant amount of money to moving this forward. And John Sherman, Chris Bibby, and Jean Marie Minette is here. I'm sorry if I pronounced your last name wrong, but she's also here today too of the Friends. So be on the lookout for their capital campaign, and they also have some informational brochures on the table. Okay. I also have to thank several other people, because without their support, I never would have been able to go get through this. A big thank you to the staff of the mayor's office, the planning department, ISD, and EDIC for their invaluable assistance over the past couple of years. Without their hard work and dedication, I would not have been able to do anything. A lot of people mentioned my name and my leadership, but without the hard work of all the trustees, this doesn't get done either. Let me see, I will say who they are if you don't mind. Tanvir Malik, Brad Gosling, Mitchell Ahern, Bob Mathias, I'm forgetting someone. Mike Sweeney. Mike Sweeney, that's right. Oh, Pat Lee. And Pat Lee. All of them have been a valuable asset to the Board of Trustees and to the city. However, there's one last person I have to mention who works in City Hall in the Planning Department is is Lauren Drago, because she has been a relentless advocate for this project, above and beyond what my expectations were. And not only has she been an advocate, she's been a sounding board, she's been a source of great advice, and she's also been a source of letting me scream and go, and without, you know, with her calm demeanor, making it easy for me to move on. She's a shining star, a rock star, which has been mentioned within City Hall. Okay, one last word. Our mission is to honor the Union soldiers first and foremost. That is the mission of the Union soldiers who left this building to the city. But what the trustees are looking at is input from the community. We're doing outreach. We want to hear your voices, because we want to hear what the citizens of Lynn feel this building should be for them, for the community. So over on that table is a survey. We would appreciate it very much, both in Spanish and English, and we would appreciate it very much if you would fill that survey out. So thank you very much, everyone.
So it brings us to the end of our speaking program. I want to say thank you to Spencer Preservation Group for all their work on this program as well. And for those of you like me who don't take subtle hints, see a big pile of dirt over there? And the shovels next to it, please join us over here for the ceremonial groundbreaking. Thank you very much, and afterwards there'll be free light refreshments for all. Thank you for being here today.